This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner is with us. Ellen, I hope you had a great Labor Day. Did you do something fun, like float down a river?
I did have a great Labor Day. Thank you so much.
Did you hear what I said? Did you float down a river or something?
Oh, no, I didn't float down any river. I just did labor.
There you go. I just did labor. So the big story that everybody's still talking about is Hillary Clinton now finally says, I'm sorry. What's going on with that? Why didn't she say that in the beginning?
You know, what I have to say is, look, she has had people involved in her campaign who were involved when Clinton was running in 92. Now, the internet didn't even exist then. People who are now voting the millennials weren't even born then. So she is relying on some old bats just like me who are not capable of giving her good advice.
I like that old bats like me. Oh, brutal. And I see, that's what I think. I don't understand why the Clintons don't reach out to other people. It doesn't, it's like they're digging their heels and it's crazy. I mean, unbelievable.
And it's like they're relying on old people they trust.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're old.
Yeah, I like that. I understand.
I mean, I
completely
hate to say it, but that's just a fact of life.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, so big mistake there. So we move from the whole I'm sorry thing. Do you think that's enough to get her over the hump? Doesn't it seem like she's losing more and more steam every day?
It does, and I just don't know what to say, because if it's Bernie Sanders against her or somebody else, I don't know what they're going to do, because I don't. I mean, I love Bernie Sanders. I'm probably going to vote for the guy. I might vote for O'Malley, but the point is that I'm not sure he's going to win because people consider him a Democratic socialist.
Yeah, yeah, I gotcha. And so then that's the problem with him, is the label and some of his stances and what he says. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. All right. Some people are feeling the burn though, and they're younger. There's a lot of young people for Bernie Sanders, for what it's worth, if they go vote.
Well, that's it. And you see, people are not taking, they're saying millennials don't vote. Well, that's not true. We don't know what the millennials are going to do in this current election.
Yeah, I agree. That's going to be a fascinating part of it. So now everybody's back on the Hill, and the big talk is budget, because there's not much time between now and October 1st. Did they get this thing done?
Yes, I think actually they are probably going to get it done. Because the Republicans do not want a government shutdown. It would look very bad for them. But right now, they're slow mowing it. They have till October 1st. They'll probably just do a continuing resolution, which allows no real changes in the budget.
All right, and then finally, Donald Trump, he's everywhere. He's at the U.S. Open, doing the rally thing today. Trump just doesn't seem to lose any.
And he's got the money to do it.
Yeah, he doesn't lose any momentum. Is his momentum real?
Your guess is as good as mine, but I think people are tired of politics as usual. I mean, you deal with people all night long. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think people are very tired, no matter whatever they label themselves as. They're sick of everything that we've seen in the last, decade. Yep,
absolutely.
I agree.
And that's the problem.
Yeah. All right, well said. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, interesting. It is politics as usual. It is the Clinton reset, but it's a reset button that's stuck. It's not really working, or at least doesn't seem to be working. She does apologize. It was necessary. But the makeover, as I read today, seems to be doomed, and that's a good way to put it, because it's just too late, too long, too much, and the same old thing. And people are tired of the same old thing. This is why we had that conversation right there about Bernie Sanders. He could be the Democratic nominee. Don't know if Joe Biden is jumping into this. Not sure what happens with O'Malley, but I can't believe O'Malley trumps Bernie Sanders, but does Bernie Sanders trump Hillary Clinton? All remains to be seen, that's for sure. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, we're going to chat with Ivan Eland about a very serious thing, this refugee conundrum coming out of Syria, just a terrible, terrible thing. And the fact that we talked about this the other night, Germany is taking 800,000 of the refugees. In the United States, we're taking 2,000. There's a fear that some of the refugees could contain terrorists who would love to do something in America to make a name for themselves, whether it's ISIS, Al-Qaeda, some splinter group, who knows. But is that just a mythical kind of fantasy that that's what would happen if we took more? Or is there some real fear to that? We talk about Obama's response militarily to what's happening in Syria and ultimately what this turns into and what it looks like and how horrific it is. And I'll bring back the little boy again, the fact that we saw the young boy, cute boy, dead on a beach face down. It really rattled a lot of people and brought home, oh, this is what's going on. There are other things people are talking about, but this is what's happening, and it's awful. So Ivan throws in his two cents. You can catch his commentary on Huffington Post as he writes a bunch of pieces for them every single week. Plus, coming up next, we're going to chat with Dave Berg, former executive producer of the Tonight Show when Jay Leno was the man. And we ask him to rate Colbert's show, because now there's a new sheriff in town on CBS. He replaces David Letterman, and his first show rolled out yesterday, so it's just day two for the former Colbert Report. Remember now, it's not the Colbert Report now, it's about Stephen Colbert as the host of The Late Show. And he's competing with the Fallon and Kimball and others. But he's pretty established, and it's pretty interesting. I saw little snippets of it. I would say he's going to find his audience. But let's see what Dave Berg says, because he is the expert, and he knows for many years he went up against The Late Show and David Letterman, and now it's a whole different deal with Colbert there, Stephen Colbert. Will he find a home? And, you know, we've been talking about what's happening at the U.S. Open. A shocking story, actually, where ex-tennis star, a guy that I saw play a bunch and was actually a guest one time on the show, James Blake, was handcuffed in Manhattan and was detained. I'm sure he was shook up. And this is, when we talk about what's trending on Twitter, there have been over 4,000 shares of this and climbing. He was an American hopeful, a great tennis player. And what happened was he was tackled by cops outside of a New York City hotel, and it was mistaken identity. Boy, you can imagine how this story is going to blow up. Blake is an African American, a smart, educated, talented guy, and he was waiting for a car to Queens for the U.S. Open when somebody approached him. And boy, oh boy, Blake said that the officer wasn't wearing a badge, picked him up, threw him down on the sidewalk, yelled at him to roll over in his face, and said, "Don't say a word." Whew. Stay with us, Dave Berg, round the bend.
Real is love.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work. work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
I'll get it.
And the rockets ran gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Bum, bum, bum.
Or the land of the
Colbert, the opening of his show, Day 2, taking over for David Letterman at The Late Show. We love this guy. Boy, we were trying to have him on yesterday. Our mistake as we wound back the clocks. But Dave Berg is with us now, former executive producer of The Jay Leno Tonight Show. Dave, thanks for popping on.
Thanks for having me on.
So give me your analysis or your thoughts on what you thought of Colbert out of the gate.
Well, I'm so glad you played his version of the Star Spangled Banner. I'm hearing it again and not seeing the video. I'm impressed with his harmony. And I have to, you know, I have to say just that bit alone, the time they put into it, going all around the country, I give Colbert a B+ for the effort and for the gracious tribute that he paid to David Letterman. and some of the other things. However, on the other hand, I still don't know who Stephen Colbert is. I feel like he was doing improv for most of the show on basically everything except the interview with Jeb Bush. And I didn't find myself laughing at much, but I give him a B+, and I think he has potential.
Oh, I like that. It's pretty tough to fill those shoes of David Letterman's, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. That's why I'm cutting him some slack and giving him a B+.
Yeah, because it's so hard. You have to follow someone who had been there for decades. And just like Jay Leno, everybody knew Jay Leno. Everybody knew Johnny, of course. And you think of the people that had been in those jobs for a long time, and it's hard because I guess you have to put your own spin on it. If you were the executive producer of Colbert's show, would you go in a completely different direction than David Letterman to make it more your own?
You have to make it your own. There's no question about it. There's no way he can be doing a top 10. He has to put his own stamp on it. Just like Jimmy Fallon put his own stamp on The Tonight Show and has made it relevant for the millennials. And Colbert is going to have to do that. I think he's still finding his feet, but he and his staff are suggesting what he's going to do to bring something new to the table, and it's the interviewing. That's the one area where his competitors are weak, and he can attack them in that area. He has said, I am going to emphasize the interviews. Fallon is weak there.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because it's taking a page out of your book, as you have come on the show several times. We talked about your news background and what you brought to Jay Leno as the executive producer of The Tonight Show, his version of it. You talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger, how big that moment was. So was it a big moment to bring Jeb Bush on?
I think it was. I would have chosen somebody a little more interesting. But nevertheless, I think you bring a major presidential contender on the show, and people are going to sit up and take notice. Not only just the viewers, but political pundits. It's really gonna cause people to pay attention. And here's what's interesting: when they were promoting the Colbert Show, at first they were talking about how they booked George Clooney. Then all of a sudden, well, we have booked Bernie Sanders. Now we've booked Joe Biden. Now we've booked a Supreme Court justice. And then what does Jimmy Fallon do? The guy that's weak at interviews. All of a sudden, he has booked Donald Trump and then Hillary Clinton. So Colbert is setting the agenda here, and he's doing it with the interviews.
Yeah, and I think it's so interesting to watch that, like you say, with the interviews, especially with politics, because this is such a big year for politics, especially at the tail end of the year as we swing into 2016 because we have Iowa and New Hampshire. Do you think that's really going to be emphasized and we're going to see a who's who of anybody that has anything to say politically that makes sense?
I certainly do, and I think that Colbert is going to be leading the parade here, and Fallon's going to be following suit, and I think we're going to see a lot of that. The question is Colbert going to be able to follow through on the promise that he has made to be Colbert without quotes around the name? Is he going to be able to pull it off? I thought he showed a great deal of promise with the Bush interview.
Yeah.
I thought the question about how do you differ from your brother George was very, very inspired. But I thought the interview with George Clooney was sort of phony.
Yeah, and you know what? It's got to be a weird transition for him because, as you said, it seemed, I don't know who he is with the whole improv, because he was imitating somebody during the Colbert Show, correct?
Yes, he was. He was playing a character,
yep.
a doofus conservative. It was loosely based on Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, and so now you go from being this character to being real, and he was that character for a while, so that's a big leap, I think.
I have always thought, this is just my personal theory now, I have always thought that when someone plays someone else, someone does impressions of someone else, or someone imitates someone else, they have a problem with knowing who they are. And I think Colbert, playing that character for 9 years, he got emotionally invested. I think that's going to be his biggest challenge, to discover who Colbert is.
Yeah, when they made that decision, were you surprised by that or no? Did you think there was somebody better they could have put in there?
Well, I would have gone with John Stewart, but I don't think John was available. I think John was burned out with talk shows. So I really think maybe Colbert was the best there was. I understand why CBS did it. I still think it's a big risk. But I do think that if Colbert can follow through on his promise to deliver on the interviews, I think he stands a good chance to sort of come into a respectable second place to Jimmy Fallon, who has a very strong audience of millennials who love him. And I think the guy that really has to be worried right now is Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, because Kimmel could be the odd man out, depending on what happens, as you're describing, with Colbert, correct?
Kimmel is a distant second, and Colbert, again, he has defined very clearly what he wants to bring to late night, and he's doing it.
Yeah. John Stewart, do you think we'll see him pop up anytime soon?
Well, he popped up on the first show, and his name popped up as an executive producer on Colbert's show.
Yeah.
I think we'll see him from time to time, and I hope we do.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. All right, you've got a great book out. How can people get a copy of your book? Go to Amazon, right?
Thank you. Amazon.com or go to Barnes & Noble or their local bookstore.
All right, I love it. Dave Berg, you're always welcome here. Thanks for popping on.
Thank you.
All right, that was great. He, Dave Berg saying B+ and some great observations from somebody who was in those late night wars and what it's like. And he was the one who really brought to the Jay Leno show the whole news aspect of it when he started to have the Schwarzeneggers on and those kind of people. And that really worked for Jay Leno. And he said a couple of times the whole interview thing and how big that would be for the Late Show, and I agree with him. And then it's stepping out of that character and getting out of that character and trying to make that work, or whatever it is that he presents, if people are drawn to it. I mean, that's the key thing. If there's enough interest, just period, in Colbert, then that transition becomes easier. I think it's, you know, it's musical chairs. It's changed so much from what it's been in the past. And, you know, a lot of people talk about how funny that character was on the Colbert Report. But how did he pull that off as a character? How did that work in the beginning? The difficulty of that being satirical, entertaining, informative, and then rolling into to this. I think he has to be completely different from David Letterman. And probably that's what we get. The great thing is the timing with the upcoming presidential election, because it's such a long journey to the end, and I think he'll do well there. Stay with us.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway.
Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Sorry about that, Frank.
I did it.
We definitely do it our way here on this show. Remember, Odds and Ends. It's where we talk about some of the things that we haven't been able to get to on the show that I think are worth mentioning as we crisscross across America. And it includes what's going on in Tacoma, Washington, for all of you listening to us in the great state of Washington. You've got a lot of gun control advocates who are, they say, thinking inside the box, pardon the pun, because there's this proposal to set up a gun drop box to encourage people to turn in guns and not ask any questions. Now, the city has had similar collection boxes for drugs, and it's worked. They say a steel box can help get guns off the street without subjecting some of the people who are a little bit nervous about the questions and police interaction, all that kind of stuff. They don't have to worry about it. So the intent is to get weapons off the street, according to the Tacoma Police Chief, Don Ramsdell. He spoke to the local newspaper, and he stressed that the program is still in the planning stages. But, you know, this is the question. Is this a smart thing to do in Washington? Does it work? And what does it mean? The drop box. Somebody tweeted sarcastically, in other news, new gun store for criminals opens in Tacoma called the Dropbox. Now, the Tacoma Police Union president is doubting that the boxes are going to get much use, saying that, are we really expecting people to walk down the street to the Dropbox and with guns tucked in their shorts and shoes and just dump them off? It doesn't seem to me that is a thought-out process. So I'm asking you, is this a thought-out process? And it goes back to the arguments, the push-pull, over whether something like that's even effective or not, the whole Dropbox scheme. They're hoping to reduce the number of guns, and they think that, you know, the only way to be on gun decline it would be after new gun control policies would happen, and that's what, you know, that's the way to do it. It would be a tool to use to cut down crime. Do you think that cuts down crime? And, you know, I say this all the time. Let's have better checks and balances. How about that when it comes to guns? How about having a better way to scream? We live in America where it's ridiculous. You get watches that can practically dance off of your hand and feed you, but we can't come up with some better policies that make sense that could perhaps protect a few people, right? Because you know how I feel about the whole Second Amendment thing. I don't think you want to take rights away is ultimately the problem for me, because I see that as something that is not a long-term solution and can turn into something much worse than you can imagine. All right, now, on the total opposite end of dumping the guns off, I happened to see this today. My someone in my family actually sent me a link to this because they're in Florida. But at Florida State, they're saying that if fans want to bring their guns, if you have a permit, you can bring your gun to the game. You can bring it to the stadium, but you got to lock it in your car. So they updated their game day guidelines. They had a section about weapons and parking, and the guide said that the items had to be encased in the car. Florida State has a home game against the University of South Florida on Saturday, and they say that they're going to continue to oppose the school, that they're going to oppose legislation, you know, all the efforts to allow concealed weapon permit holders to bring them on school grounds. So while in Texas there was a push to allow kids to do that, and remember that happened during the Governor Rick Perry's reign in Florida, or at least at Florida State, they're really pushing to not have that happen. But there's a lawsuit pending. And the lawsuit and the push is that the university's statements don't address student codes. And because legal gun owners without permits should be able to keep guns locked in cars, it's wrong. And so there is somebody who is suing the school, saying that they're breaking the law. I think this would be an interesting one to actually follow as to what happens in other schools, in other areas. And, of course, we know, if you remember not too long ago, what happened at Virginia Tech, how awful that was. And in fact, we had somebody on who was Colin Goddard, who was in that French class and barely survived. He did, and he's out there speaking, but he was huddled in the classroom with his in shock like everybody else. And then that started the conversation about whether we should have people armed on campuses or you should be allowed to carry a gun to protect yourself from somebody who decides they're going to open a fire. I will throw out the numbers if you want to weigh in on this, what's going on in Florida State. 855-266-5283, 855-266-CATER. You can always flip me an email. I know a lot of people download the show at different times. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. We opened up talking about, just briefly, Hillary Clinton and the reset and the theory of, you know, she has people who are old, tired, and have no clue running her campaign, and that's ultimately part of the big problem for Hillary Clinton. And I mentioned that we were going to do the Syria thing and talk about these refugees and where they're going to find homes. And what's interesting is while this is happening, the Russian military is building up in Syria, and at least one military official, I'll call that unnamed source, says that the buildup, you know, my pal at the Pentagon says the buildup is unbelievable in Syria. So what do you think that's about? What's that vision for Vladimir Putin? What is he thinking? Playing maybe two steps ahead, perhaps, while we see everybody, you know, all these refugees that are fleeing. And this is just intelligence that's coming out, that they have never seen anything like it since the start of the Syrian civil war about 4 years ago, that there's straight out, that there's a definite buildup straight out of Russia. And they're not denying the buildup. Now, of course, that's assisting the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad. Their friends, Putin and Assad, that's what that's about. But to the big extent, enough that it's on the radar, pinging, sending signals to the Pentagon, worried, concerned about that, is interesting, isn't it? Because they're saying that at least the new Russian troops, as far as they know, aren't engaged in any combat. But it's escalating, and that we're concerned. Even the Secretary of State, John Kerry, called his counterpart, Sergey Lavrov, over the weekend to say they're worried, we're worried, we want to know about what's this buildup about. How deep are they into this conflict? And, of course, again, Putin is aligned with Assad. Putin is not aligned with Obama or the U.S., not really at all, but aligned with Assad. So that's part of that whole thing. And Assad wants ISIS out and needs help. Needs help in booting ISIS out. So that's what it is, the anti-ISIS effort. But the fact that so many have been deployed, and aircraft too, is also thrown into the mix. That's part of it. And that's another thing to watch when it comes to, you know, where Russia is landing and ultimately what they're doing and how serious the buildup is. Where while they're not engaged in combat, are we going to see that in the near future? Because that's the whole idea. I mean, that's why they're there to again, I'll say it for the third time, to help Assad. That's it in a nutshell, period. We need help. Come on in. We need your help, especially when we're seeing that mustard gas, apparently, there were some photos that were floating around. Mustard gas is being used by ISIS. I know, not shocking when you think that they stop at nothing, whether it's setting a pilot on fire or marching Christians to the water and beheading them or doing some other heinous thing that they're ultimately filming, and they've got photos that are pretty grisly, and it shows the effects of ISIS mustard gas attacks on the Kurds that were fighting them. I looked at some of those photographs, pretty tough to actually see, and this has happened in some of the mountainous areas of the Barzani province, and they were targeted by mortars that exploded and then unleashed the toxic chemicals. And so there, people have been treated for severe burns and blisters. All right, stay with us. We're talking more about what's happening with the Syrian refugees next with Ivan Eland on America Tonight.
Flying coast to coast on love. Can't afford to be.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that. By by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We're speaking with Ivan Elin. He's in our virtual green room, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. Once again, he wrote a brilliant piece about something a lot of you have called about, and it's this refugee crisis. He's talking about the U.S. response to the Syrian civil war and the refugees, and it's very interesting. We just had somebody on from the region telling us how awful it is. Ivan, looking at this, the American response, here's the first question. What is the American response, and what should it be?
Well, so far, we've sent aircraft to bomb ISIS. We originally flirted with getting involved when the Assad regime in Syria used chemical weapons, but then they were able to settle that dispute, and Assad got rid of his chemical weapons. So we almost intervened in earlier in the crisis. Now, supposedly our aircraft are only supposed to be hitting ISIS and not tangling with the Syrian Air Force. But, we may get into a tangle because we're now guaranteeing in the north part of Syria an ISIS-free zone. But, of course, the regime still can go into that zone. So there may be some conflict there. We gave $4 billion to Europe to help with the refugees, but we've taken very few refugees. We're going to take, they were in the low hundreds last year, and we're going to be about 1,500 to 1,000, to 2,000, excuse me, 1,500 to 2,000 this year, whereas, of course, Germany's taking 800,000. Now, of course, we're farther away. It's less of a problem for us, but We tend to go with the military response because we have by far in a way the most powerful military in world history. And so, you know, when you, the old saying is, if all you have is a hammer, you use a nail. But this is one area I think where we could improve, and that is to take more people. That doesn't necessarily mean that we need to give them full welfare benefits or anything like that. It just means that we take them in as political asylum and that sort of thing because they have, their country's in civil war. We have a huge country and the economy is doing better now. And I don't think people really should be threatened by this, because, especially skilled workers. So I think, you know, we could do more taking in refugees.
Yeah, and do you think the American public has that, shares that same view?
Well, I think some people do, some people don't. I mean, you know, our politicians, the problem where we are in American history is we've sort of inverted what the founders of the country intended back then. They wanted us to stay out of foreign conflicts, and we are involved in this conflict whether we like it or not, so we're helping to, you know, to make the refugees flee. We may not be doing it on purpose, but we're certainly involved in the conflict over there. But the founders wanted us to stay out of foreign conflicts, and you know, we've always welcomed immigrants throughout our history. It makes us stronger because we get new ideas, and it keeps our right now it keeps our labor force young. Other countries have a much more of a problem with aging than we do. Italy, Russia, China. So, but now we've inverted this, and the presidential campaign is an example, especially on the Republican side, where Donald Trump, the front runner, his main issue is immigration and how it's bad and that sort of thing. And we have an excessively robust foreign policy from both parties. Let's get involved in this conflict or that conflict. So, you know, we've completely inverted the founders' intentions about what we should do in the world.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely, 100%. How about the president? He's getting clobbered, of course, by the Republicans. I don't know that that's necessarily a surprise. They're portraying him as you say, too. They're implying that he's a wimp. And there's a demand for more to happen, but mostly militarily, as you explained at the top, and that's the Republican viewpoint. Although Donald Trump the other day was saying, we need to help these people, we need to bring them in. Of course, no specifics on it. So,
yeah, that's the problem with all this, is that even Obama's been slow to act and beg because he knows the immigration issue is a lightning rod, and he wants his Democratic successor to be elected in 2016 because it validates his own presidency. So I think even he is treading softly. And certainly there's only one Democratic candidate, I think Martin O'Malley, who's not doing very well in the polls, who said, listen, you know, we got to do a lot more in this area. So everybody's being vague. Even Donald Trump is being vague. And I think a lot of the Republicans might even be actively hostile to something like this. But, you know, I mean, it's just the state of affairs, unfortunately, that, and they're all reflecting in one way or another public reluctance to do this. And I think it's really against the American tradition, frankly. And we need to, you know, get up to the plate and, you know, start swinging on this issue and get more, take more refugees.
I agree. I think one thing that did resonate with a lot of people is the little boy who died, who could look like a little boy you see in a mall in America, whatever, with his face down and he was in the sand. That picture was pretty powerful. Did you see that?
Yes, definitely. And it really brings home, people can't seem to relate to this unless there's some picture like that. And it's really very tragic, not only that case, but there's probably a lot of other cases like that as well. And so, you know, these people are fleeing civil war, and this is a really nasty civil war, a multi-sided civil war with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and the regime, Assad regime is brutal too. So you have there's no good side, and there's very few heroes in this war, and the civilians are the victims. And it's not just that this would benefit the U.S. economically to take refugees, because it always has. They've always made good here, most of them, the vast majority. But it's also a humanitarian crisis, as we've seen with the little boy and the rest of the refugees that we've seen in Europe and that sort of thing. And so these people are fleeing, oppression and, risking death to avoid an even more dangerous situation in Syria.
Yeah. All right, Ivan Elin, Senior Fellow, Director, as I mentioned before, of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. Check stuff out. There's a link. We're going to put a link up to Huffington Post. Thanks, Ivan.
Thank you.
All right, so as you hear there and talking about what Ivan is saying, we're taking up to 2,000 a year, but of course we're pumping money, $4 billion to Europe, and as he mentioned, the total for Germany, it's 800,000, up to 800,000 people, and I mentioned this already. You got to think of where the borders are and how much closer it is than it is in the United States. So, this is the deal. It's militarily, this is where we are. We're talking about Iraq, Afghanistan, and now Iraq revisited again, and with this ISIS problem, which is a serious problem, and this humanitarian crisis combined, we are the might militarily, as Ivan talks about. But because of the horrific situation that we're having with getting our handle on our own immigration problem, our illegal immigration problem, and the raging debates over that, it is such a lightning rod in bringing people here, whether they're seeking asylum or not. And Ivan makes a great point that these are certainly not skilled workers, but the fear is, and what Republicans are saying is, how do we know, to think of where we're talking about, how easy it would be, and it would be, it's not paranoia, to meld into the refugees and if people are being brought to America, which is, I'm sure, the concern somewhat in Europe. Who's to say someone doesn't slip in, some terrorist doesn't slip into the middle of this? Because, of course, they'll take advantage of the innocent people. Already they're wiring people up, as we know from Al-Qaeda, with bombs, children. And ISIS, by the way, is using children in their war. So it's not too far-fetched and ridiculous to think that that could happen. However, so you can't hold back necessarily because of the fear of the unknown. So how do you get around that? How do you jump around that? What kind of background could you possibly do when you're talking about a mass of humanity? And that's the situation certainly in Germany. But you look at and he gives the example is in 2014 that the U.S. took in only 132 of the 4 million refugees from the Syrian war. The last time, only 2,000, as I already mentioned, that total will be allowed in if the policy isn't changed. But there is going to be not a big press to change that policy. So it's very unlikely that we will see the mass of that humanity, coming to the United States. It's mostly absolutely going to be a European thing. We have to keep an eye on that. And then you look at the Middle East regions with a ton of do-re-mi, and are they taking people in? And the answer is no. So, great story by Ivan Elin. Stay with us. More to come next on America Tonight.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.